This is GQDN for Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Get your stuff. Get to the checkout line. And the coupon code is QUEST to get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo news, we got some sales for you, and we have some Xbox news as well. But we begin today with some bad news, because according to .esports.com, Ubisoft Montreal is laying off almost 100 workers. In fact, the exact number is 98. And Kotaku did say that they made both Rainbow Six Siege and Far Cry series. So here's what Ubisoft did say in a statement that was shared with Kotaku. Quote, over the past few months, every team within Ubisoft has been exploring ways to streamline our operations and enhance our collective efficiency so that we are better positioned for success in the long term. In this context, today we announced that the reorganization of our Canadian studios, general and administration functions, are reducing headcount in Hybrid, our VFX studio based in Montreal, and in our global IT team, which impacts 124 positions overall. These are not decisions taken lightly, and we are providing comprehensive support for our colleagues who will be leaving Ubisoft during this transition. We also want to share our utmost gratitude and respect for their many contributions to the company. This restructuring does not affect our production teams. Now, back in September, some of the employees of the Ubisoft Montreal office were angry with the return to office policy. Some of those employees claimed that the return to office was a, quote, soft layoff, unquote, so that way they could get rid of people. Now, the Ubisoft Montreal office was indeed the successful part of Far Cry and Rainbow Six Siege, and also did help with the Assassin's Creed flagship series. And 2023 has been a bad time for Ubisoft in the game industry. The Paris office union did ask the employees to strike back in January. 60 employees of North Carolina and Newcastle offices were indeed laid off. And now this. So, there's that. But they're not the only ones that are suffering. According to .esports.com, the laid-off Dragon Age testers may picket BioWare on N7 Day because they stand united with employees suing over their severance. So, the N7 Day is where the players with Mass Effect series made by BioWare is where they celebrate. But the former testers of the Dragon Age franchise are picketing the studio, and that is despite BioWare's efforts to have it shut down. Now, that comes from a report from Bryant Francis from Game Developer, because the quality assurance testers that were employed by Keyword Studios, and they were to test Dragon Age Deadwolf, and they will picket in front of BioWare's Edmonton office today. The unionized workers are protesting in what they are calling an unfair termination, and the keywords that have their efforts to unionize and are pushing for the workers to be reinstated. So we'll see what happens. But EA and BioWare did try to block the picketing by appealing to the Alberta Labor Relations Board by saying the dispute was between the workers and keywords and not BioWare. But the board ruled in favor of the union, saying the strike will go on. In fact, one of the former keyword testers, James Russworm, did give a statement to Polygon, and he said that, quote, 100% there in solidarity with those workers who were let go from BioWare. We all worked alongside one another for years on Dreadwolf and ultimately suffered the same fate. We hope that our picket and actions can show that there is a way to fight against unjust practices these studios take. We'll see what happens from there. Now we get to some different things, because PC Gamer did say that StarCraft could be back on, but not as an RTS. So, and that was during the BlizzCon's opening ceremony, because what we know of the ceremony, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about Starfield, but StarCraft was not entirely out of the event. So with Blizzard now being a part of Microsoft, Phil Spencer did get up on stage, and he did say that, quote, StarCraft spawned the foundation of what esports would eventually become. And with StarCraft II, it was a major catalyst for the evolution of games as live entertainment. So, StarCraft II is no longer under development. But Mike Ybarra was talking to Bloomberg, and he threw StarCraft a bone. Here's what he said, quote, it's not me saying, go make StarCraft game. I need to have someone who has the vision and passion that comes with the idea, and I'll bet on that team. Now, Warcraft has been one of the best RTS series of all time, and that did spawn World of Warcraft and Hearthstone and now Warcraft Rumble, but they haven't shown any RTSs lately. So what could happen with that? We shall see. In fact, some of the Blizzard veterans are making their own StarCraft successor, Stormgate. Keep an eye on it. Since we're in the Xbox world, Xbox News did say that they provided their transparency report. So what's in this? We'll have new insights into block contact volumes. They have some increased emphasis on adding harassment. Okay. Understanding player behavior after enforcement. Minecraft and GameSaver partner to promote servers committed to safety. And the launch of a Xbox Game Safety Toolkits for Japan and Singapore, along with some other things. If you want to read into it, it's on news.xbox.com. Now, some of the people at Xbox are not happy with the new AI writing partnership. And this comes to us from PCGamer.com. And because Xbox is teamed up with InWorld for their AI with a, quote, multi-year partnership, end quote, some people are not happy with that, especially those that are in favor of the Hollywood screenwriters strike because of the AI writing for TV and cinema. And that would include Elias Tufix. Sorry if I butchered the name. But he said, quote, if you want to start a voice acting career, don't bother. That's what he wrote for the quote. All those jobs of nameless backgrounds NPCs that gave us all of our start in the industry, they're all going away. I'm already bitter. He also said that there's another strike coming, and that was in response to a tweet asking if the video game actors were ununionized. In fact, Shelby Young and Xander Mobius, those are the voices of Persona 5s, did take to Twitter, and they said, quote, seems like a massive waste of money and resources that could otherwise go to humans who actually craft the games we play. That's what Mobius did say. So there are some people who are not happy with Xbox. Now, we go to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they're saying that PlayStation users could be considered part of the Xbox community. Well, that's what Phil Spencer said. So, let's further quote Phil Spencer, shall we? Quote, in terms of hardware, I think it's not just a matter of adapting to what other companies are doing, but also providing something unique for Xbox users. So yeah, he said that, but he also said earlier, just as we think of the ROG Ally and Steam Deck as a part of the Xbox community, we need to think of many Nintendo Switch and PlayStation users as part of the Xbox community in the future. He wants all the players in the same place. Good for him. I know, that's a personal opinion. I'm sorry. But speaking of Nintendo, Nintendo Everything said that the Nintendo president did say that Switch 2 rumors are inaccurate. Yes, he did say that overnight. Because the president, Shunataro Furuka, did comment on the situation during the financial call today. We'll get to that here in a minute. But he didn't have much to say about the new system. But in translation, he did say, quote, the rumors online that appear to be public information are not accurate. Well, he did point to some reports that some of the games were briefed on Switch 2 back in 2022. and some were shown off during the Overseas event over the past summer. And that would mean some of the epics, The Matrix Awakens, Unreal Engine 5, and that was on display at Gamescom 2023, along with Zelda's Breath of the Wild. But Fuqua also did comment on the recent patent, and he didn't want to be making waves online. There's been lots of talk that was surrounding the filing of a handheld device that could split in two. So here's what he said about that. Quote, "We applied for a patent knowing the information would be made public. This does not necessarily mean we plan to equip future projects with this." Okay. But this is what he was talking about. Nintendo World Report does have their financial report. So the revenue has gone down a bit, 4.2% over the year. The operating income has gone down by 20.3%. The ordinary income has been down by 19%. Digital sales is down by 1.9%. And the mobile IP revenue is up by 184%. So the hardware shipments did go down, along with some of the catalog sales. But they had another announcement, because Nintendo did revise its financial records upwards. Net sales should be up by 9%. Operating profit by 11%, and ordinary profit by 25%. Mostly that's because of the yen's depreciation. 78% of the sales have been in the international, that's outside Japan, and they did assume changes rates have been raised by 140 yen against the American dollar and 150 yen against the euro. But within that report, they did say that the Switch console did sell over 132 million units. That's according to .esports.com. So, yep, they did. Now we get to some sales. PC Games Then said that, well, you got some weird games on sales, and you can check them out for about $2. Omicron the Nomad Soul is one of them, and that's only available for $1.29 on GOG. So yeah, you can go check that out if you want. Now, maybe I should have put this one before that one, because Epic Games is not making a profit. They've been going after Valve for like 5 years, and they're still not making a profit. PC Gamer did say that. And via the case between Epic versus Google, Epic did have to give their financial reports. And so they have. So yeah, there's that. And that is still going on. But there are some other things that may be on sale. The 8-bit dues. Wireless Nintendo Switch controller can be pre-ordered on Amazon, and it is just $30. Well, that's with the colors to it. Pink, orange, and blue, that's the ultimate ones. $30. Now, those, I believe, are the wired ones. The Bluetooth ones be on sale, and they go from $55 to $63. They're all on Amazon, so go check out Amazon for those controllers. We do like Amazon, don't we? Now, we'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news, because this has been a Dawnforge production. 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow, so go play some games, people.